hello at as 25 to 12, that's midday, on Saturday the 13th of September. Last week was a bad week. Was. Because on Monday, trains were delayed. So it was late for college. Tuesday, I just snapped. You know, having panic attacks and things. And just snapped. I think I had about two on Tuesday. So just snapped. When a girl says, she said, I've not seen you as bad as this. Well, no, she won't have, because she's not been there long. Wednesday, so a day off. It was alright. I went with David from the guide dogs. From, I think it was, 10 o'clock to 11. Just doing some aftercare, they call it. Then went to, what's the name of the place? It's down on the west coast, Kilmarnock. Yeah, Kilmarnock. It's a long way. I had to get train from Wiflet train station, that's here in Coatbridge, Wiflet to Central, Glasgow Central, and then a train from Glasgow Central to Kilmarnock. That was a Newcastle train, all the way to Newcastle, stopped in Kilmarnock. That was with Neighbourhood Networks. Neighbourhood Networks will go with, every Thursday. Usually, but sometimes we do things during the week. I was to support another network. There's a new network in Kilmarnock. And it was only the Coatbridge people that went. We're the only sort of lively ones in that. So I was tired, came back because it's all a lot of travelling. Thursday, back at college, but wasn't as good as it should be either, because I got lost trying to find the college. Got lost. No, I do know the route, but somebody took me down the wrong stairs, which confused me, at Coatdyke station. Coatdyke. It's between Coatbridge and Airdrie. Coatdyke is the one I get off at, and then I walk through the park, college, Park Street. But for some reason I ended up back on Ruddle Street, that's at the train station, the Coatdyke train station. So I had to phone the college receptionist, and she got one of the janitors to come and find me. In fact, my whole class was out looking for me. Oh, it was. So, was late for class then as well. And then was given a cup of coffee. In fact, not just me. We were all given like a cup of coffee and that. Then, well, everyone heard about it, all the lecturers and support staff and everything. Oh, and I had a panic attack on Monday as well. Oh, God. We were making pasta. And cookery. It makes me feel sick, because I'm so fussy. But it did, it made me feel sick. It's so spicy in that. And, well, the worst thing on Monday was, we had to fill in this. Ugh, it's just to see how good we are at literacy and things like that. See what levels people are at. But they haven't got the right format for me. That's been going on, this is my second year now, and they still haven't got the right format. I haven't got the computers speaking or anything like that. No, with the speech, like Window Eyes or Jaws. All they've got is this thing called Help Text. And that's not for blind people, that's for people with dyslexia. And, well, of course I get upset because, well, it means that support workers are doing my work for me. And I don't want that, to be able to do it myself. That's what started the panic attacks Monday. No, it wasn't really to do with the trains and that. That didn't really bother me too much. Didn't. Yesterday, Friday was my day off, but I slept most of the day. I think coming down with something. I said, oh no, not again, not the same as like last year. But this time last year I had chest infection. Well, it's not got like that yet, but it's like a bit like flu, I think. When I get all sore. I had that last year as well, September and October. And I think some people have got colds and that at college, including the lecturers as well. Ever since I went to that college, I've not really been the same. So I haven't. I don't know what it is. Because I don't usually, I never get sick. Never, but in the last couple of years, I have. And then woke up this morning and it was like as if I was in a trance as well. I don't know what's going on.